Game two of the ALDS between the Indians and Yankees from Progressive Field. CC Sabathia on the hill for the Yanks, trying to level the series. Corey Kluber getting the start for the Tribe. He comes in 5-0 in five starts versus the Yankees since 2014. Pick it up first inning. Gary Sanchez trying to get the Yankees off to a good start.
Sanchez puts it in play out to center field. Ball's well hit. Kepnes looking up, and it's gone! Gary Sanchez breaks out the big lumber, giving the Yankees a 2-0 lead. Two balls and two strikes, a run in with two gone.
And Hicks swings and hammers it to deep right. It's way out of here. And the Yankees have a 6-3 lead. You just need starters to do what CC did tonight. And he gives the Yankee bullpen an 8-3 lead.
The next 0-2. And that hit him. And they're now loaded for one of the best run producers in the game.
That hits the knob of the bat. Sanchez could hear the sound, and it hits the knob of the bat, and he somehow finds his glove. That's exactly what happened.
Frankie Lindor did have a grand slam this year, but in 21 at-bats, he only hit 190 with the bases loaded. Green sets, fires. A swing and a drive to deep right, away back, off the pole. Francisco Lindor has pulled the Indians to within a run.
It's about 20 years of combined big league experience in this matchup, yet Bruce and Robertson have never met face to face.
Swung on, hit high, hit deep to left center, it is gone!
Cleveland has come all the way back tonight. They will pinch run for Todd Frazier at second. Santana crashing in from first. Snap to second is not in time. We're going to take a look at it again. He's out. Bottom of the 13th.
Here we go.
Betances checks second. His payoff pitch. Swung on, banged to third. Down the line it goes. Fair ball. Here comes Jackson. The Indians win it.
The Indians win a stunning game in walk-off fashion, 9-8 in 13 innings. Cleveland takes a commanding 2-0 lead in the best-of-5 series. It's the first ever postseason victory for the Indians, in which they trailed by more than 3 runs. It's their 30th come-from-behind win this year. Manager Terry Francona spoke after.
We don't just believe in one or two guys. We believe in our entire team. And it took an entire team tonight to win that game. There were so many things that happened that if we don't do one of them, we probably lose. I mean, Brian Shaw came in and quieted it down, gave us a chance. Cody went 2 really tough, long innings. It was an honor to be a part of this game. I mean, you can see why, you know, when I talk about our guys, why I do. I mean, going through that with them, the ups and the downs, both. It was seeing Joe Smith come off the mound just like so fired up that he was in a game like that, you know, happy to compete, you know, embracing it. It was an honor to be a part of that game.
Yan Gomes capped off the thrilling comeback with a 13th inning RBI single. He spoke after the game.
I'm speechless, man. It was a full out team effort, man. We picked up Kluber.
Right there.
Victory right there. That's win. That's victory.
Feels pretty good, huh?
I take it every day, man.
I have to ask you about that last at bat. You had a very good at bat against Dylan Betances. You get the count to full. Tell me what you were looking for.
Honestly, I was just looking to put something going the other way just to get Jackson to third. I'm pretty sure I swung at a ball that was going to hit me. That's how bad I wanted to get it done. I've never choked up that much on a bat. I was just trying to get the job done just to move a guy over and just pass the bat around and just let somebody else do it. But, man, I think when you see that many pitches, somehow it's going to happen.
Yeah, and we have to get back to the 11th inning. The Yankees put the potential go-ahead run on second base, nobody out, and you picked off the pinch runner, Ronald Torres. Tell me about that play.
That's something I'll look at every time. I know we got a shortstop that I can throw the ball anywhere. He's going to make a play. Whenever somebody fake bunts or something like that, runners are going to be bouncing back and forth, so I always look to do that, and it was one of those times where it worked. and look at doing.
I got to ask you, 22 straight wins in the regular season. You finished 33-4, and now the greatest comeback in postseason history for the Indians. What is it about this team that has now made the unprecedented possible?
Until the last out, we don't quit, man. I think they were up 8-3. We weren't done. We were going to battle until the last out. We know they got a heck of a bullpen, but so do we. We got a really good lineup to battle. So we came back. And once we do that, the momentum's all on our side. We got the home field advantage. We got this whole crowd here with us, and glad we did it for them.
Francisco Lindor got Cleveland back into it with a grand slam. He talked on the field after.
We're just trying to get ourselves a chance to win. Just give yourself a chance to win. Regardless what happens in the game, whether we lose by 10, whether we win by 15, doesn't matter. Just give yourself a chance to win that day. And that's exactly what we did. The pitching staff did a great job. Bruce coming out huge again for us. And Jackson, unreal.
And let's not forget a grand slam by you, Francisco Lindor. The slider from Chad Green, tell me about what you were expecting, and more importantly, watching that ball and hoping it stayed fair.
Yeah, I was just trying to get a good pitch to drive. It doesn't matter whether it was a home run, a base hit, or a double, whatever. I was just trying to give my teammates a chance to win, like I was saying. And as soon as I saw it going up, I knew I had a chance of going out. But then I saw it, I'm like, uh-oh, it might go foul. You know, I started blowing a little bit on it. And he came back and he hit the foul pole.
Jay Bruce tied the game with a solo homer, a second of this postseason. He talked after.
Neither team pitched as well as they wanted to, but we ended up pitching a little better. We didn't give it a bat away all night. And we made every one of them count, man. That's the most amazing game I've ever been a part of.
When you're down 8-3, you've lost Edwin. What's the mood like in the dugout?
I mean, I'd be lying to you if I told you we were, you know, real upbeat. But we know what we're capable of. And the biggest thing is you just never know what's going to happen. You never, ever know. And, you know, I turned to Austin Jackson right before Frankie's at bat. I said, hey, man, we're one swing away from being back in this thing. And I mean, not anymore than I can get it out of my mouth. He hits a grand slam. I mean, we've got such a great group of guys, man. And, you know, that's a great team over there. And what a game. I mean, there's nothing to say.
You're at bat leading off the eighth against Robertson. You took some really tough breaking balls. What was your approach going in?
Well, I knew he liked his breaking ball. You know, I knew it threw a lot of cutters. And, you know, honestly, what changed the bat for me was swinging through that one curveball. I felt like I came out of my swing a little bit, and I kind of just told myself to, you know, reset, be sure to stay on your legs, and look for a pitch you can do something with, you know. And I got to a good count, and I was able to hit it pretty good.
Now, when you're circling the bases after tying the score with that home run, what's going through your mind?
Man, I've never reacted like that on the base pass for a home run. I mean, I think people who know me know that I'm a pretty vanilla guy. And, it was so much fun, man, so much fun. And, you know, to be able to pick Kluber up tonight the way he's done for us so many times this year is so important because, you know, we can't wait to get him back out on the mound and, you know, because he's our guy. He's the ace, man. He's the guy who makes this go, and I know he's ready to get another chance.
The Indians will go for the sweep of the Yankees on Sunday. Carlos Carrasco on the hill.